Middle Tennessee's network of 11 regional buses, which ferry suburban commuters into the city, have seen a decline in ridership in recent years. That's even though the number of jobs in Nashville has been increasing. And while there have been calls for more regional service, WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that officials can't do much until existing buses start to fill.
The idea of if you build it, they will come, that's just not possible right now for regional bus service, says RTA spokeswoman Amanda Cleland.
If ridership increases, then we can look at and we can explore means of increasing the number of trips.
At the moment, ridership is headed the wrong way. Numbers reviewed by WPLN show a 7% decrease since 2015. Among the reasons, per officials and local studies, the buses don't run at the perfect times for commuters, park-and-ride lots are rare, and the buses still get stuck in the same traffic as cars, especially on interstates south of Nashville. Cleland says dedicated lanes that bypass traffic are the big dream, but not happening yet. Obtaining more park-and-ride lots would also help, but still at a price.
That's prime real estate. And so we have to be able to do what we can within our means.
The bright spot has been the 94X bus from Clarksville. It's been promoted well, and its riders have a nice permanent parking lot where they can get on board. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.